Hello, my lovely audience. I love each and every single one of you. Thank you so much for listening and for tuning in today. I'm learning a lot. And today, I'll be talking with you about the fifth dimension and how to get there. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Now, when we talk about dimensions, it's important to know that the fifth dimension, and this surprised me too, while I was doing the research. But yeah, the fifth dimension, as well as all other dimensions, are not a physical place, but rather a state of consciousness. Once again, all the other dimensions are not a physical place, but rather a state of consciousness. Now, according to my research, there are 13 different dimensions. How do you get to the fifth dimension? Through the fourth dimension, of course. I did an online quiz to figure out what dimension I'm in. I simply Googled, am I in the fourth dimension? According to the quiz, I am now living in the lower fourth dimension most of the time. So I guess you can go back and forth between the higher and the lower dimensions. And that's a good little fact, you know. So let's take a minute to learn what the fourth dimension is. First and foremost, the fourth dimension is a bridge between the third and the fifth dimension. Once again, the fourth dimension is a bridge between the fourth and the fifth dimension. So, you might be wondering, how do you know if you're living in the fourth dimension? Here are signs that you are living in the fourth dimension. Number one, you have the courage to question norms, rules, obligations, and traditions. Number two, you realize that your thoughts have a huge impact on your life. And I didn't realize that, and this goes right along with manifestation. And number three, you learn that forgiveness changes the direction of your life for the better. Let me say that again. You learn that forgiveness changes the direction of your life for the better. And I can say that, folks. Number four, you listen to people in authority, but make your own decision based on how it feels. Number five, you believe sacrifice is not a requirement in relationships. And I believe guys is all about, you know, 100, 100. Each person has to give 100%, or let's just face it, it ain't gonna work. Moving on, number six. You set goals to achieve what you want. Usually this consists of getting more of something or making it better. Examples are more money, more success, better relationships, or becoming a better person. And guys, who doesn't want something more or something better? We all do. Every one of us. Number seven, we find safety within. Find safety within by using your thoughts and feelings. Feeling safe. And feeling safe is very important, guys. Very, very important. Number eight, begin listening to and following your inner guidance or intuition. And let me tell you, your inner guidance and your intuition, it will be your best friend. I promise, 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 promise you're going to be your best friend. You believe in a higher power, such as God, source, spirit, universe, or whatever you want to call it. Number 10, you learn your thoughts alleviate the pain in your body. That is, you learn that your thoughts can alleviate the pain in your body. Wouldn't that be amazing, folks? Just when we had a headache, and our headache just went away just simply because we took a pill. number 11, you take the time. You take time for quiet time, meditation, or personal growth. And quiet time and meditation, you guys, that is so important. So, so important. And the reason it's important is, well, for our own sanity, okay? Number 12, we are focused on getting the results or outcome wanted. Number 13, take control of your thoughts. Number 14, avoid negativity. Number 15, believe what you expect and how you feel will determine the outcome. Number 16, notice things no longer have to take a lot of time and effort. That goes back to manifestation. Number 17, you can sense that the energy field is lighter and less tense. And real quick, a word from our sponsors. Now let's take a quick look at what fourth dimension thinking can do for you. Fourth dimension thinking can impact more things than we actually do. Gives us relaxation and pleasure. Makes us happy. Gives us energy. Makes things easier and more fun. Solves our problems. Takes away our guilt. It can make difficult relationships amazing. It can cause excitement, passion, and creativity. As well as being the starting point for all creativity. It helps us finally feel worthy and have self-esteem. One very important thing that sticks out to me out from that list is self-esteem and feeling worthy. Now, I know that I have low self-esteem. But guys, if we can't see the value in ourselves, how the heck can we expect anyone else to? So now let's take a look at some typical character traits for people who live in the fourth dimension, aka not in this reality. Typical fourth dimension character traits are neutral, confident, and detached. You may feel very giving, tolerant, relieved, secure, honest, forgiving, courageous, positive, empowered, hopeful, curious, and enthused, inspired, creative, unruffled, unafraid, insightful, focused. It seems like there is quite a difference in mindset for those living in the fourth dimension, or in the third dimension, and those living in the fourth dimension. Quite a difference indeed. So once we get to the fifth dimension, how will we know? To answer that, let's take a look at some signs that you are living in the fifth dimension. You believe and have experienced oneness and the unity consciousness. And just for a quick, brief explanation of what oneness is, I was believing that all things are interconnected. And I now believe that myself, since doing the live version of this podcast. We're all energy, and we're all interconnected. Everything with each other, all connected. So, some more characteristics of life in the fifth dimension include love and compassion, flow through all communications, no more hunger, poverty, or crime. Abundance will be available to all. Everyone will live without fear. And with complete trust in the divine. Let me say that again. Everyone will live without fear and with complete trust in the divine. Everyone will awaken to the majestic, divine, interdimensional beings they are. And what a glorious day that will be when we all awaken to the interdimensional, majestic beings that we are. I don't think we will freely communicate with beings from other planets and galaxies and travel into distant parts of the universe with these beings. Experience creation and travel are created in harmony with the divine will of the source. Once again, experience creation and travel are created in harmony with the divine will of the source. Every being, place, situation, or location that is desired becomes instantly manifest. So, from the sounds of it, we're all a long way from living in the fifth dimension. In order to enter the fifth dimension and stay there, all the mental and emotional baggage must be left at the door. No fear, guilt, suffering, hostility, anger, or sense of separation exist in the fifth dimension. Manifestation is instant. The general form of communication is telepathy. Once again, the general form of communication is telepathy. And also, there is no distinction between the past, present, and future. All right, folks, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining me. And I'm learning a lot. And everybody have a good night. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast and found it informative. Blessed be to you.